Boker Tov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. We are continuing. This is Mezono. What is it? It's oatmeal? Mezono. Okay, today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalamah of all the Chalim, V'chalam, Chemda, Baruchah, Baruchah, Hanushan, Anamel, Hanukkah, Benifkah, Sarah, Ben Manir, Shalom, and Sarah, David, Ben Rachel, Yafah, Ben Deborah, Rifkah, Ben Dachav, Rifkah, Ben Aser, Shalom, Ben Aser, Ben Melam, Shalom, Ben Chana, Yafah, Ben Miriam, Yehuda, Ben Yafah, Chayas, Arvitz, Chomer, Rachel, Ben Chana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Miriam, Bad Yochavet, Aliza, Ben Miriam, Chana, Liana, Ben Nomer, Chasa, Ben Amazah, Ben Chana, Ben Gita, Ben Barachah, Dan, Ben Aser, Ben Nilak, Ben Nisham, Ben Neter, Yom, Rifah, Yosef, Ben Rashi, Ben Penina, Yosef, Ben Yafah, Daniel, Ben Nina, Simcha, Ben Nafar, Ben Namah, Alina Vagabra Gumam Gabriel Samakaba, the same Hamda Bina Ariam and Ifka, the Anna Saras of Sana, Navati Lab and Miam is coming a fire, the Abigail Dinam and the Ser, Kalev Nuril Menesay is coming, Eliza is coming, and Ser Ben Summer Rachel Hagan Eliza Ben Rachelia, Lavdil and Ishmat Rachel Bat Eliao, Ben Osman Aram, the Namataran, the Mamachal Damram, Moshe Ben Rafael, the only social Muslim Sahim, Shemin Moshe, your father Eliao, Yaakov Ben Itzak, Iran Yahovet Bat Moshe, Lavdil, the Rayon Deborah, Bat Miriam. Okay, Parashat Kitisa. In Parashat Kitisa, we know, of course, the main focus in Parashat Kitisa is the Chet Ha'egel, is the sin of the golden calf. And this is what's spoken about in most of the Rashot, they speak about the golden calf. There's one question that came up to me when I was learning this week's Parashah, and the question goes the following. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain, and he receives the Torah, he receives the tablets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. And then Hashem tells him, Lech Red, go down, your nation is sinning. Your nation is doing disgusting things. And he tells them what they're doing. And then Moshe Rabbeinu hears this. He goes down. He sees it with his own eyes. And what does he do? He takes the tablets and he breaks the tablets. The question that came up to me was, why doesn't Moshe break the tablets when Hashem tells him what the Jewish people were doing? Why does he wait to get all the way down the mountain to see it with his own eyes? What, Moshe didn't believe God? Moshe didn't believe God? God told him that they're doing this. Why didn't he break the tablets right away out of anger? It's a good question, no? This is a question of the Midrash. The Midrash asks this question. This is really the Midrash's question. I got the question from the Midrash. So the Midrash asks this question, and the Midrash says an unbelievable answer that this answer is, it will blow your mind. The answer goes the following. It can't be that Moshe didn't believe God. He did believe God. But Moshe was trying to teach Am Yisrael Derech Eretz. Trying to teach Am Yisrael to work on our character in the following way. He was saying, and the Midrash answers the following way. He says, even if someone as trustworthy as God tells you something bad about Am Yisrael, you can't believe it until you see it with your own eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that even someone on the level of God, someone as trustworthy as the most trustworthy person you know, he comes and tells you something, but it's against someone from Am Yisrael. He's putting down a Jew, saying this Jew is bad, this Jew is doing something wrong. You're not allowed to believe it until you see with your own eyes. This is the Derech Eretz that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us. I want to give you an analogy. Imagine you're standing somewhere in a public setting and you see a Jew. And you're standing with your brother. And you see a Jew walk by. And this Jew comes by. He's wearing a tank top. He's wearing shorts. He has buzzed head. Tattoos all over his arms. He looks like a goy. He looks like a non-Jew. And your brother comes to you and starts telling you, you know this person, he's Jewish, and you know what he did. He stole, and he killed, and he murdered, and he did this, and he did that, and he did that. He starts telling you everything he did. Now, someone as close to you as your own brother is telling you all of these negative things about this person right in front of your eyes that looks like everything would make sense that it's true. But Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that you still have the obligation to treat him as a Jew and to believe that that's not what he's doing. As a Jew, a person who is a Jew has a neshama, he has a chelek from God. He has a portion from Hashem's kiseh kavod, from Hashem's throne. And so therefore, because he has a neshama inside him, and he's alive, that means that there is good inside him. And so even if he's doing bad, we have the obligation as a Jew to look at him as if everything he's doing is good until you see with your own eyes. And again, I always get questions when I give this type of derasha. Oh, so we're supposed to be naive if somebody is cheating us, we're supposed to be naive and think that everything is doing good. No, you're not supposed to be naive. Right? When it comes to your own personal business, or when it comes to your own personal life, someone's affecting, something has an effect on you. Even in the halachot of the Chavetz Chaim, he talks about, with regards to Lashon Hara, that you're supposed to take precautionary measures. But when it comes to a general sense, just believing something or not, like Moshe Rabbeinu, taking a precautionary measure or not didn't have an effect here in the story. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing, and God is telling him, the Jewish people are sinning. Why doesn't he get angry right away? He's trying to teach us a very important lesson. That when someone says something about a Jew, your obligation is to say there is no way that a Jew would do that. Why? Because they have a portion from God. They are a piece of Hashem. They came from Hashem. They have a neshama. There's no way they're bad. A Jew cannot be bad. A Jew has good inside them. A Jew deep down wants to do good. They never want to do bad. The bad is because of routine and influence and things around them. But they genuinely want to do good. If we have this mentality, and you look at other people always with a good eye, and you're always thinking about other people always doing good, it will have an effect on how they act. It will have a small effect on how they act. Because a lot of times what happens is when people look at someone and you see someone is doing something wrong, and you see someone is doing something wrong, and you give him an eye and you give him that look that you give him of disappointment or looking down at him causes him to go a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further. Hashem doesn't want us to look down at anyone. He doesn't want us to look down at any Jew, no matter how low they are. Because every single Jew has a neshama. If they have a neshama, that means they have a way to come back to Hashem. And if they have a way to come back to Hashem, who are we to say that we know better than God, who God wants them to come back? We're saying, no, I'm going to look down at this Jew. How can we possibly look down at a Jew? They're a child from Hashem. Imagine the following scenario. You have a family of 5 kids. Parents, they have 5 kids. 4 kids, they went bederech Torah, they followed in the right path, they went in Torah and mitzvot. One child went off the derech. He went in the wrong path. And he started misbehaving, he started doing the wrong things, getting involved with the wrong crowd, the wrong scene, started getting into drugs, stealing, all these types of things. Now, you look at the other siblings, and you look deep down, what do the other siblings look at the younger brother? Look at the younger sibling, what are they thinking? Sometimes they may look down. And the father comes to them and tells them, if you look down at him, how can you expect him ever to want to come back? He'll never want to come back to be like you if you look down at him. This goes with all Jews in Am Yisrael. If a Jew is not at your observance level and you look down at him, and he feels that, he can tell and sense that you're looking down at him, it causes him to distance. It causes him to get even further. Our obligation as Jews is to have a good eye, an open eye, to think that all of Am Yisrael is good. They want to do good. Maybe they're not doing it today because they don't know. They don't know enough. They didn't learn. Even if they did learn, maybe they weren't taught that when they were growing up. We need to continuously give the favor and the benefit of the doubt to these people where they don't know if what they're doing is right or wrong. Because if we don't do that, they have a 0% chance to come back. The only way we give a Jew who is not on the right path a chance to come back is with open eyes, with love, with an open heart. With showing them how much we love them, no matter what level they're at. It doesn't matter what level you're at. I love you if you keep Shabbat, and I love you if you don't, because that's between you and Hashem, that's not between me and you. That's the way we have to look at every single Jew. Every single Jew in our eyes, we have to look at that they're good. They have good inside them because Hashem put a neshama inside them. And I guarantee you, if we have this outlook on every single Jew, it'll cause Am Yisrael to change. It'll cause them to look differently. It'll cause them to change how they are. Because many times, not all, but many times, a person goes further and further off the path of Hashem because of the way people look at him, and the way people speak to him, and people act around him, and put him down, and look down at him. If we look good at Am Yisrael, and we say every Jew is good, and they're doing good, they may just not know enough. And we try to help them, and educate them, and be there for them, and show them love and care, they will come back. And they will show you that they love. I'll tell you a story. There's a person who was very, very far off the derech. Was very far off the path. And I'll finish with this. And after some time, after many years of showing love and care, slowly after slowly, slowly but surely, they slowly came back to me and they said, I want to be like you. What can I do to be like you? Someone very not on the derech, not keeping Shabbat, not keeping anything, who knows? But they came back and said, what can I do? And slowly but surely, step by step, one step at a time, Shabbat they took upon themselves, kosher, Yom Tov, one at a time. But the goal is to make sure that you keep a good eye of every single Jew, of every single person who has a neshama inside them. Because if you do that, they'll feel that. When a parent gives utmost care and attention and love, and unconditional love to their child, the child feels that. When you give unconditional love to every single Jew, they feel that, and they gravitate and want to come closer to you and get closer to Hashem. May we always have this outlook and learn this lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break the tablets on Har Sinai, he broke it when he got all the way down. Why? He wanted to teach Am Yisrael Derech Eretz. don't believe anything bad about any Jew, even if it's someone coming from someone as trustworthy as God. Don't believe it until you see with your own eyes. And even when you see it with your own eyes, have a good eye. Try to find the benefit of the doubt and find favor in your eyes so that you can bring them closer to Hashem and not distance them from Hashem. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.